When you begin your new adventure as a solopreneur, you may notice that there's a ton of different tools out there that promise to be the very best. It's important and helpful for you to sift through all of the noise and find which ones are actually going to help you to become successful, no matter what industry you're in. In episode 63 of the Uncompromising Entrepreneur Podcast, Devon and I are going to provide you our opinions on some of the best tools for solopreneurs to use.
What does it take for you to be great? Keep it 100, bro, you know the answer. Pursuing your purpose, creating profits, building legacy. Anything less, how could you even fathom? Just sit back and imagine all that can truly happen when you pursue your passions. Yeah. So eliminate distractions and get back to the action. That's the law of attraction. You gotta build a team to build a dream. Family, faith, and focus, counsel can only build a king. Are you prepared to reign? Cause whether you weather the weather, the weather won't change. Whether you weather the weather, your weather won't change. Stay true to the vision, stay true to the mission. Gotta get to the finish, take a moment to listen. And come and see it through our eyes. We'll show you what it means to live uncompromised. We're uncompromised, 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 we're uncompromised.
Welcome back to the Uncompromising Entrepreneur Podcast, presented to you by the Uncompromising Coaches Group. Do you have an entrepreneurial spirit? Are you looking to regain your entrepreneurial birthright? Maybe you're constantly thinking about how to create value and build new businesses. Are you trying to find innovative ways of doing business to replace old, outdated ones? If so, then we are here to talk to you. This is a show where we teach you what it takes to pursue your purpose, create profits, and build a legacy. I am Jimmy Gonzalez Jr., and I am joined by my co-host, Devon Watts Jr.
What's going on, Uncompromising Entrepreneur Family? Man, every time I hear the tagline, it's just, I got to co-sign it with my little church grunts because it's powerful. Like, say it again. Create pursue purpose, create profits, build legacy.
All day long. So if you are new to our Uncompromising Family or if you are a loyal listener, please feel free to rate and review this podcast. We would greatly, greatly appreciate that. If you are watching this on our YouTube channel, we'd love for you to like the video, subscribe to the channel, and then share this with another entrepreneur who you know will definitely get benefits from the nuggets that we are dropping. Again, we are bringing you the hotness, which is our podcast, the Uncompromising Entrepreneur Podcast, to our family out there. So we are getting to the point where we are on our descent and landing the plane, so to speak, when it comes to this series, which is, by the time this is all over, said and done with, really a two-month series on solopreneurship and solopreneur success. We have given a number of secrets, tips, and tactics. And as you heard in the intro today, we definitely want to provide you with some tools, some valuable tools that we feel are some of the best, maybe not the best, but some of the best tools that you as a solopreneur or even as an entrepreneur can definitely benefit from, use to help you run your business and to do so effectively and smoothly as well. So we are excited to, again, continue this series and jump into some tools that we know are going to be beneficial to our folks out there.
Yeah, what I like about what we have for the audience now, too, is not only are these tools that we've leveraged, so we feel very confident in the endorsement. And if you've seen our content or you've been consuming our content, you will start to understand how these tools have played a role in our growth and what we've been offering to you. But I think more importantly, you know, when people are starting off on that that entrepreneurial journey, that solopreneur journey, you're really trying to figure out what is the lowest cost barrier to entry for me to get going, right? And then how can I make a lot or do a lot with a little until I can get to the point where I've monetized effectively that I can start to reinvest and, you know, get bigger and better tools along the way. And so the tools that we're going to be bringing to the table are very low barrier to entry to be able to use, which I think is awesome. So no matter where you're at in your solopreneur walk or your cost structure, this is definitely going to be economical, but it also has the ability to act as an accelerant on what you've been building, because it's going to allow you to do some really, really interesting and dynamic things, even if some of the things that you're going to be executing on aren't traditionally in your wheelhouse. So you don't have to be a graphic designer to be able to take advantage of some of these things. You don't have to be audio visual professional in order to take advantage of some of these things that we're going to be sharing with you. So that's what I look forward most for our solopreneurs, our entrepreneurs, as they listen and hear about these tools and then can ultimately take them back and incorporate them into their business today.
We say, you know, excel and accelerate your growth, accelerate your success as a solopreneur. But again, getting back to the growth, we have a tool. We've mentioned it once or twice on previous episodes, but we have a tool that we are working on that we'll talk a little bit more about towards the end of the podcast. So you're going to want to make sure that you stay tuned for that. But this tool that we are working on that we will talk about will definitely help you to accelerate your growth as a solopreneur or as an entrepreneur and give you some additional learnings, teachings, more not just knowledge but activities and workbooks that again are going to help accelerate your growth and help accelerate your success overall. So stay tuned for that, because we'll be breaking that down to you again towards the end of this podcast. But we had three tools that we use all the time, like you said, that definitely have made things much easier for us, simpler for us, and allowed us to be that much more effective with our content creation and even how we run our business and some of the production aspects, especially when it comes to the podcast, on how we do things. So we're going to jump right in. The first one, which Devon mentioned, is a low-cost product. There's a low barrier to entry when it comes to this. And the two that we're going to start with, you can definitely get a free version, but if you're going to invest some money, it is a minimal investment as well. So the first one that we're going to start off with is Canva. I have said this before, but I will say it again just because it's my wife and I want to talk about her and I love my wife. For probably a couple of years, she was using Canva, and I had another software that was very similar called Usine that I had been introduced and I had purchased and I was using that, and it was great for me. But she was like, "You need to use Canva. You need to use Canva." I'm like, "Nah, I'm good." And then once I got into it and started to learn all, especially as it's grown and they've added more to it, all of the different capabilities that one has when you're using Canva, it has just been phenomenal. So you can use Canva for free, but again, if you just want to make that minimal investment, I think it's under $15 a month that you can have access to more additional tools and really be able to do that much more with documents, ebooks. We use this for the thumbnails that we create for the YouTube videos that we have. We've used it to create forms that we use for mind mapping. So many different things. But yes, Canva is the first one that we're going to start with. So why don't you talk to me a little bit, Devon, about what you love so much about this particular tool?
Yeah. So like you mentioned, first off, it's again, free if you don't want to do the paid version, even though we do strongly recommend you explore the paid version, again, just because your return on investment, the bang for your buck is tremendous. Mm-hmm. But it's a design platform. And what it really allows you to do is it allows you to be able to tap in and create some really compelling, attractive content, creative content, even though you may not have prior design experience. You know, when I often talk to a lot of folks, the first thing that they ask me about is, okay, well, do I need, like, I got to get Photoshop and I got to get Illustrator? No, you don't. You really don't. Because that may have been the case years ago, but nowadays there have been so many tools that have been created to make it easier for folks to kind of, you know, pick it up and play and use it. And Canva is exactly one of those tools. So the things that I really like about Canva is not just the fact that the ease of use, but the fact that it also offers up a suite of pre-made templates that you can leverage to get going immediately. So if you're trying to create social media posts, well, they have that. They have Instagram posts, and it's already pre-formatted to have the right size for when you're going to be posting the content. And even within that, like if I do Instagram posts, well, now it also offers up, if I wanted to, different templates that are available in terms of color schemes, graphics, and things like that, that I can use as a starter and literally just go in and edit my text, my content, change my font if I wanted to change my font. And I've essentially, you know, generated a social media post in no time. You know, we talked about the fact that, like, for us, you know, even as a part of our coaching business, you know, we've been fortunate enough to, you know, get hands-on experience with a lot of different skill sets, but we, you know, we do have a very narrow focus in terms of the services that we offer. But for one of our coaching clients specifically, he was struggling in the area of, you know, creating a brand kit and coming up with a logo and stuff like that, which is essential when you're talking about, you know, your reputation, your brand in the marketplace, and actually leveraging Canva and a couple of other tools that we have at our disposal, we created a logo for him and a brand kit for him. And he has now used this as a part of his business. When he filed his LLC, when he filed his DBA, when he filed all that stuff, the logo and all that stuff that he submitted came from what we were able to create using Canva, again, and some other tools at our disposal. So the possibilities literally are limitless. Again, you mentioned we use it for the thumbnails. We use it for the graphics we've, you know, created to brand and differentiate our YouTube page. Literally the podcast episode covers that you see, you know, whether it's the NBA or our traditional episodes, all of those covers are actually created in Canva, leveraging Canva. We have prefabricated templates. And then the cool thing about it too is, and you talk about continuity, once you've aligned on your brand color and logos and all that stuff, well, it also has the ability to create a brand kit. So now we're using the same type of color, that's the same type of red, the same type of brown, the same type of blue, right? The same type of gold. We're using the same type of font. We're using the same type of logo. Like all of that, those things are critically important, especially if you're sharing it with other folks. And so now we have the ability to, if we wanted to outsource some of this work, literally share our brand kit and say, these are the words, this is the font for these words, this is the font size, these are the colors that we use, these are the requirements. So if you're making anything that's associated with Uncompromising Entrepreneur, and it's as simple as turning it over and having full confidence that it's going to be executed on. So Canva's definitely been just a tremendous tool or resource, and definitely something that if you're looking to differentiate your content and create, again, visually compelling content, then you're the type of content that's going to get people to stop scrolling. And what the hell is that? This is a good place to start.
Yeah, so all of our social media content really is created in Canva. So if you're talking about Instagram, our Instagram posts, if we're creating carousels, I've learned by watching other YouTube videos on how to create carousels within Canva itself. All of our Instagram and TikTok reels, and now we have access to reels on Facebook as well. All of those are created within Canva, and uploading, you know, the 60-second clip, or even if it's a 3-minute clip, because I'm creating something for IGTV. All of those pieces of social media content we create within Canva itself. There is a really good tool which, you know, we need to start using a little bit more, but you also have the opportunity to not just design it now, but then post it and schedule the social media content through Canva itself. One of the aspects that you just mentioned too, Devon, that I've always appreciated is the fact that you can create a team account and be able to add, again, very minimal cost. I think it's about $12.95 that I was able to add Rico, one of our teammates, Mary, Stacy, my wife, and you, and have all of us in this account and having access to all of this same information. The last thing I'll say that was surprising to me, but which was very cool, getting back to what you said about the colors, is, you know, you came up with the design for our logo for Uncompromising Coaches. Now, we sent that off to a graphic designer to get everything touched up and to get all the right files that we needed and desired. But once I uploaded that logo into Canva, Canva on its own was able to then take the specific colors within that logo and help to create our brand kit for us. So like we didn't even have to get the specific numbers and colors, you know, from the graphic designer, because Canva did that for us. So to your point, now we're able to take those different, there's about four different colors within that logo that I'm always able to use in various ways to create our social media content again. So there is always continuity between our brand and everything that we're putting out there within print, within social media, within our program and the content that's within our program that we're creating. So even having said that, like we've used it to create PowerPoint slides that we then put into another tool. It's not one of the ones that we're talking about today, but Wondershare, to create videos that are part of our coaching program as well. So many different aspects and different things that you can use Canva for. It is, again, a phenomenal tool, very, very cheap, in my opinion, to be able to do so much with. Like it is really a steal for what they offer.
Yeah, and we probably won't repeat that again, just in case Canva's listening. They decide to up the prices like Netflix.
It might need to become a sponsor for us or something like that.
That's facts, yeah, absolutely. That too, yeah. Cut the check, Canva. Yeah, cut the check. yeah, the thing that I'm the most impressed about, I'm impressed by, you know, last kind of little call out about Canva too, is, you know, how you're able to leverage it, not just for, you know, print or social media posts and stuff like that, but you can, to your point, use it for overlays for videos. And so now you're able to combine mixed media into a uniformed experience. So when you guys are looking and you're checking out our, you know, when you guys are looking and you're checking out like our reels or our shorts or quick bites, whatever the case may be, and you see, you know, kind of the headers and the call to actions and the branding and all this other stuff, and, you know, surrounded by the video. Well, that's a combination of the Canva work and then, you know, Jimmy and his graphic, his video editing work through Wondershare, and marrying those two to really, you know, give an elevated experience. So you can do a lot of really, really cool things. You know, especially if you're thinking about, you know, as a content creator, maybe you're a streamer, maybe you got your own, you know, platform, you're doing Twitch, you're doing all these other different things. You can marry those two and now, you know, create a really compelling, differentiated experience with, you know, some dope call to actions.
Yeah, absolutely. So, number one for us was Canva. Again, we are providing you three, in our opinion, three of the best tools for solopreneurs. The second one that we're going to discuss, again, I have to give my beautiful wife credit for putting me on to Trello. Trello is another tool that provides a host of different opportunities for you. It really helps to lessen the confusion that sometimes really tends to surround, especially when you're working with the team. So, yeah, we're talking about solopreneur success. You may hire a virtual assistant, somebody that's going to be helping you in some of these aspects. You can invite them to be a part of essentially these boards that you are creating in Trello. So you can use it for project management. You can create to-do list and your task list within Trello. Some of the ways that we tend to use it the most is really for our podcast production. So even before we started recording today's episode, we were in Trello. There's different columns and again, boards that we have set up. So for every episode, I'm not going to get into too much detail, but I do want to break down how we use it. For every episode, you know, we have a board that has the content that we're going to discuss. We have another board that we use to pre-plan really the whole season. Now, we do make adjustments along the way, but we try to do our best for us. We find that it's helpful to say, okay, in the month of October, September, these are going to be the topics that we're going to discuss. And then to be able to start to curate information that we're going to be utilizing, that is going to be the foundation of our conversations and the podcast that we are recording. We also have a separate board within Trello set up that helps us with our guests and that whole process of securing guests. You know, Stacey again was instrumental in creating that for us. It allows us to find different people that are of interest to us. We can put it in the Trello board. We know who we've contacted, who has said yes, who has said no. We can do some scheduling through there. So from a project management standpoint, from an organizational standpoint, again, there's just lots of different phenomenal uses when it comes to Trello. And it just allows you to quickly and efficiently also upload files. Again, if there is a specific article that maybe we're reading or something that we've come up with, we can then attach that to this board. So Devon and I have access to go in there to be able to review this information and then, again, use that for whatever purposes that we find, you know, fit for it. But again, so many different uses that I have found. It is super helpful. Again, for me, mainly from that project management standpoint.
Yeah, I mean, you know, when I think about literally, you know, what it takes for us to be able to not just put on the show, but also run the business, you know, having the ability to organize, to manage, to mind map, to house content, really show notes, production notes, you know, it's so critically important. And, you know, Trello has been a tremendous tool in order to help keep ourselves organized and us on the same page. And, you know, from time to time, you know, Stacey's helping out with, you know, certain components. Again, all of the activities and things like that are housed in that central space, that centralized space, that we can all work from. And yeah, I mean, you know, you kind of mentioned like not trying to get too much behind the scenes. I appreciate that because we're definitely not trying to bore you guys or geek you out, you know, or geeking out about like what it takes to put on the podcast. I assure you, even though it seems like we just chopping it up, it's not just us turning on the camera and then just running our mouth and trying to figure it out. Like there's it's a production. Like we literally, you know, there's a production. And, you know, while we're going through and doing our research and putting stuff together and housing it in there and, you know, having discussions around the content and the bullet points we want to highlight and things that we've learned and what's going to be the most valuable for the group, for our listeners, as we get alignment on that, that's where all of the stuff lives in Trello. And so we can go back and kind of understand what are we working towards in terms of the overall theme or the arc of the season, each month, and, you know, tying it into our upcoming NBA guests. But then also we have kind of this historical view of, you know, what have we already touched on that it makes it easy to be able to tie back to, reference, and tie into. So, it's definitely a great tool. So if you know, when I think about how you can apply something like that, you know, as, you know, a solopreneur, you know, maybe from a content creation perspective, you need to lay out, well, what does my, you know, like, what content am I going to be providing or producing? You know, Gabriella, before we got into podcasting and things like that, you know, Gabriella had her own YouTube page. She still has her own YouTube page. She's been doing Mommy vlogging. Gabs. Yeah, Mommy Gabs, you know, doing vlogging. And, you know, early on it was just, all right, you know, I'm pregnant. I want to connect with people. I want to communicate. This is something that I've had a dream to do before. Like, let me do it. And so she was just cutting on her phone and having the conversations. But then over time, like, she started to realize, okay, I need to have a little bit more proactive or thoughtful or refined approach. And then so she started planning out what her content was going to look like, and how she was housing it for her manually, like, I wouldn't say manually, but she was housing it like on paper, like just a notepad of, I'm going to cover this, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do this. This is kind of my content delivery schedule for my channel. Well, now we've been able to do that exact same concept, but through Trello, and add in additional notes and clippings and things that we want to tie in and touch on. So, it really is an extremely useful tool. Again, mind mapping, storyboarding, you know, and because you can take it a step further. And now you can even do dynamic things. Like if you're working in a group, tag in people, right? So mm-hmm. if there's certain actions that need to occur, you can at that individual and now it shows up as a task that they need to do. You can trigger email reminders. Mm-hmm. It's just all of those different components. And so for us, the uses is much more than just the podcast, because now we can use that for other elements of our business as we continue to build it out. So I strongly recommend for our solopreneurs, our entrepreneurs, if you need something that's going to help you get organized, if you need something that's going to help you manage kind of the task and things that you're looking to accomplish, and you have other individuals that need to have visibility into what the roadmap is and what they own in that journey, then Trello can absolutely be a useful tool. It's kind of funny, like you said, you know, Stacy definitely, she was already on to Canva. She put us on the Trello, having the recommendation there for sure. So, in some respects, you know, Stacy's kind of been, you know, executive producing, our podcast, our podcast for a minute now. She's EP in it. So
yes, absolutely. The last thing I'll say about that too, is you may be listening to us and be like, okay, well, maybe I've checked out Trello. And it does provide you templates, but you may be thinking, man, like it just seems like it's too much to be able to organize everything in a way that's going to work for me. If you do some research, I'm sure if you Google it, you probably go on Pinterest, maybe on someplace like Etsy. There are people out there that have made their own products, and their product is they've actually created a Trello board that you can purchase. Actually, I think it was like $7. We actually purchased one that helps us specifically with that process of securing guests and helping us to get on other podcasters' shows. So you don't always have to create the whole thing from scratch yourself. Again, there are a number of templates out there that you can find for free or that people are selling at minimal cost that would make it a little bit easier for you.
Mm-hmm. That's the other thing I really think is dope about this, right? It's kind of one of those situations where you have a problem, you find the solution, and then the solution actually ends up becoming the service. Because, you know, for, you know, us and for other individuals, like you kind of talked about, you know, we've had plenty of people that have approached us about, you know, leveraging our services to help create content for them because of what we've been able to do with these tools. And obviously going back to why purpose is so important, that doesn't align with our purpose. It's not what we're looking to do with our business. And so we direct them to how they can do some of these things themselves, but we're not looking to, invest any type of energy in monetizing that when that's not ultimately aligned with our purpose. But you could definitely do that yourself as a solopreneur. As you're going through this process, if you start to realize, oh man, I have a knack for creating this type of content in Canva, there is somebody who doesn't want to spend time figuring out how to do it in Canva, and they're willing to pay you for your services to either make it in Canva or give them the templates or set them up. You set them up so that they can hit the ground running and it's seamless. The same with Trello. You figure out, you know, how to make Trello work for you, and now you can create these different boards and these workflows, and now you can monetize them. And again, you're just adding that in to your suite of offerings as a solopreneur. You heard us mention a little while ago on one of our Cold Brew convos, when we were talking about somebody, a business owner that we know that was using their ability to create websites and content as a means to secure startup capital for their home services business that they're doing. And so they said, all right, let me, you know, fund my entrepreneur endeavor by doing some of the solopreneur stuff so I can funnel it into this. And now I'm building my home services business and securing these tools based off of the work that I'm doing with creating websites. You can do the exact same things. If you master it, if you find out what works for you, if you have a knack and you have a solution, now you can monetize that solution and you can start selling Trello templates. You can start selling Canva templates. You can start doing all of those things. So I think that's another thing that's just like really, really cool about these tools, because it's not just a means to solve your problem, but it can also be a means for you to monetize if you really figure out how to unlock the potential of these tools.
One last example I'll give, because you just reminded me of this. So in learning how to make a carousel, to make content to post onto Instagram, what did I do? I went to YouTube and I searched for something, and I found a whole channel with a lady, I think it's her husband as well, as a team, but she's the main one in the videos. So they have mastered how to use Canva for all of these different things, how to make a website using Canva, how to make carousels for Instagram posts in Canva. And they're monetizing this expertise that they've learned and grown by creating this YouTube channel and providing tutorials and content on how to use Canva itself. So, of course, cool. Canva appreciates that, I'm sure, because they're getting more users of their tool. And now these individuals and this couple are able to monetize what they do by creating this YouTube channel that's getting thousands and thousands of views from people who want to learn those type of things. So that's what I love about the creativity from entrepreneurs, solopreneurs. And like you said, I have this tool and I might have originally gotten to it because it was helping solve a problem. But, oh, you know, as I solve this problem for myself, other people are having those same problems. Now let me actually make content and make some services based on that. So,
yep.
So cool. Again, that's what I love about entrepreneurship and creativity and solopreneurs as well. You mentioned Gabby and the fact that, you know, she said, hey, let me just start using my phone and making videos. And I know from a production standpoint that grew. I know you guys have some camera equipment and stuff like that. But I liked you mentioning that because that's going to help us segue into the third tool that we're going to talk about, which you might be like, duh, but there might be a several ways that you are missing out on using a device. Yes, I am team Android. This is not an iPhone. But using your cell phone, your mobile device, to be able to run your business and have it actually be a very essential tool for you as a solopreneur and as a business owner, especially in this day and age in 2021. So some things, you know, we just talked about it. So especially, you know, with the new version, right, of the iPhone that just came out and the type of camera work. They even have their commercials showing people using the iPhone to, like, create movies. So That's number one, obviously, with the type of quality camera that you're getting and even some of the editing capabilities on the phone, you can use it to obviously make videos. You can use it to go live on all of your social media platforms. So that's kind of one easy thing, right? That's kind of a no-brainer. I know that I had that capability. But when it comes to running the business, you know, we have Microsoft Office, so We use all of the tools that come along with Microsoft Office, but you could also download smart versions of these Office apps onto your phone. So whether that is Word, Excel on your phone, there's different, desktop apps that you can get the versions for that onto your phone. We just talked about Trello. We just talked about Canva. You can download apps for those two tools. We also use MailChimp. So there's different tools that you are probably using already today that you can download the app. So now I can actually create content on my phone in Canva and then have that sent off and posted to my social media platforms, again, all through Canva, but utilizing it on my phone. Same thing for Trello. I can do the same thing for MailChimp. So when I talk about MailChimp, we're talking about email marketing and a marketing email marketing provider. So I don't necessarily always use it to create the emails and send out the email blast. But what I use it for is to check. You know, I want to see how many people actually open, who's responding. So I typically use the app for that. So those are just, you know, a couple of things that you can do. Virtual assistants, obviously you can take notes within your phone. What's really cool about, like, voice technology today is you can, you know, speak into the phone. Obviously you have, like, Amazon Echo, Siri, Google Assistant. You can use these different devices within the phone to have it, you know, ring a call for you, send an email, maybe perform some quick tasks that you can have the phone do by speaking into it. So putting the social media stuff and kind of marketing things aside, to actually run your business and to do it more effectively and help things a little bit smoother, especially if you're on the go and literally mobile and not just in your house. There's so many ways that you can use that phone to continue to run your business when you are on the go.
Yeah, absolutely. Right. You're talking about, like, you know, payment applications, things that allow you to do invoicing, things that allow you to do accounting. You're talking about goal setting. You're talking about, you know, measurement tools, you know, obviously leveraging things like, your video accessibility, your photo accessibility to be able to create compelling proposals. Mm-hmm. Again, all of those different things. And so, what's funny is that, like, kind of, you know, early on when we got started and even playing around a little bit in this content creation space, you know, I had people, you know, reaching out and asking, you know, questions, you know, now that we're mature, like, what did you use in the beginning? Guys, like, this device right here, like, this device was the original production studio, in some instances, because you can even do things like, you know, record podcast content and create podcast content right from your phone. You don't need to have the microphone and the elaborate setup and all that stuff just yet. If you just want to do audio only, you can complete an audio only high quality podcast straight from your phone, especially if you're using applications like a Podbean, for example, like Anchor and things like that, that make the barrier to entry, again, really, really easy, really, really low. So yeah, it's just truly, you know, you have untapped you know, potential that you can tap into, obviously, you know, leveraging your smartphone, your smart devices. And if you can think of it, I guarantee you there's damn near an app for it. You know, we've talked about, you know, leveraging different applications that we use, not just for photo editing or video editing, but you can actually, there's applications out there that aggregate search results to give you the most common used words associated with the topic that you're looking for. So how, why would that be beneficial? Well, if I'm trying to identify what my hashtag should be, if I'm trying to identify how I should label and tag my content when I'm producing it, I can take advantage of this. So if I wanted to know, okay, what are the most common phrases that are typically queried when somebody's thinking about business or entrepreneurship, it's going to give me the other phrases, and I'm going to identify the top 30 and say, okay, that's what I'm using for my hashtag campaigns now. Again, because, you know, that's an important component when you're talking about, like, the algorithms and all that other stuff. We don't, again, not trying to geek you to death, but just trying to give you, you know, some justification use why cases. These things are so, yeah, some use cases, some justification why these things are so important. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, you got to almost think beyond, you know, your phone is just a means to do social media. Like, that's really just a small slice of really the potential that's available to you. Productivity apps, time management, goal setting, content creation, payment processing, accounting. Like, you have the power of a full virtual assistant and office right here at your fingertips. Literally, you can set up a Google number so that when you're on the go, you want to have a separate number that's not tied to your personal, if you're talking about, like, advertising your business, but you want to be able to get access to, you know, messages, text, phone calls, all that stuff. Well, you can do that, and it's going to push directly to your phone. We were just talking about how we, you know, we're using that ourselves, this morning, right? Mm-hmm. So the potential is limitless. So I really actually, I almost want to recommend that for our listeners out there, as you start to go through your process again, because you, we're assuming you've done the work that we've been telling you to do around identifying your purpose, niching down, those things. And you start getting into the fundamentals of your business and what you're going to need. Like, start with going to your app store and just start start searching like hell for the things that you need and seeing what applications are out there and how you can leverage those and integrate them into your phone. Because if it's at your fingertips, you're going to be more than likely to use it. And that's really what it comes down to. All the things that we've been talking about is being able to not just have these tools, but leverage these tools and execute so that you can ultimately implement and monetize.
Absolutely. Having those different apps to do everything that Devon just explained is going to be critical. I think what would also be really cool is if you can have the uncompromising coaches in your pocket. And just so our audience, our uncompromising family out there recognizes, that is exactly what we are working on now. So you can definitely, in the Google Play Store, by the time this comes out, it should be within the Apple iTunes Store as well. You can get the Purpose to Profits app. That is going to be the launching pad for everything that we're doing. We are in the process of creating a community, especially for our uncompromising entrepreneurs out there and the folks that follow and are part of this podcast community. We want to help you to do those things, to have the knowledge, to have the tools, and going beyond what you're getting from this podcast. All of that is going to be available to you in this app. And you know, these different tiers that we're going to have, again, for our uncompromising family out there. So you'll be able to get the videos of the podcast. You'll be able to get behind the scenes, kind of those green room conversations that we put out a little bit after season one. You'll be able to have access to those things. We have ebooks that we are writing that go along with this whole season. So we have an Uncompromising Entrepreneurial Drive ebook with videos that you'll be able to have access to. Our Solopreneur Success Series, there's an ebook that goes along with that, and videos to accompany that that you will be able to have access to, depending on the tier that you select and how you want to support what we're doing and this podcast. And then, as we've been talking about, we have our gentlemen that have been going through our alpha test. This program, the program itself, From Purpose to Profits, is housed, the content is housed in this app. So not only have we been taking these gentlemen through the program, but also through the app, and of course getting feedback and testing it out and making sure that it is providing the type of experience that we want our uncompromising family out there to receive. So we're super excited about that. Still some pieces that we're building out, but again, it is available. It is out there. We're not fully launching it just yet, but the time is coming very, very, very soon. So be on the lookout for that, again, because a lot of our content, our Focus for Success course, you'll also be able to have access to that and other courses that we're going to be coming out with in the future. So you'll have that on the app. You could also view this content and our web version of it as well, but the main thing is, again, having the Uncompromising Coaches in your pocket via this app, whether it's on your phone or your tablet, your mobile device. So we are super excited about that. And again, just another tool that you're going to be able to use to help you accelerate your growth and find that success that you are looking for as a solopreneur and as an uncompromising entrepreneur.
Well said, man. I'm super geeked. I really am. We've gotten a lot of really positive feedback from our alpha test participants. Mm-hmm. So not only have they been going through our Purpose to Profits program, but they've been going through the app experience and providing feedback so that we can refine the experience and make sure that the UI is just, you know, smooth, right? Smooth and value added. And so I'm excited about the community that we're in the process of building out there. And I definitely think it's going to be a great, place for, entrepreneurs, solopreneurs out there that are looking for not just a community, but also a library of content at their fingertips that would make it very easy to reference, and to walk through activities that are going to allow you to enrich your skill set, enrich your business, because you're going to be able to, again, easily pursue your purpose, create profits, build a legacy with some of the things that we're going to have to offer. So super, super excited, man, for the launch when that time comes. So definitely make sure that you are prepared. Make sure that you're looking out for it. More information to come as we get closer and closer to the official launch date. And I can't wait to get feedback from you all.
Yes, sir. So as a solopreneur, it is important to have the right tools available and ready to go really from the beginning. You want to make sure that you are setting yourself up for success, that you are efficient, you are productive in the things that you need to do to serve your customers and your clients. And again, find the success that you're looking for, and in doing so, help them find the success that they're looking for. With the tools that we've just described to you, right? So we broke down Canva, Trello, and then your phone, but all of the access that you have and all the capabilities that you have with yourself phone. Use those, take heed to them, and you will be on your way to running your business. And again, really seeing the success that you desire as a solopreneur. Make sure that you stay tuned. We are, as I mentioned at the beginning, coming to the descent when it comes to this series of solopreneur success. The last episode that we're going to have for you in this series of solopreneur success before our next MBA is going to be the top three reasons to become a solopreneur today. We've talked a little bit about that at the beginning of the series, but we felt like we want to kind of bookend it and end with that and just remind y'all why now is the time to become a solopreneur, and again, give you top three reasons why you should do so. So be on the lookout for that. That is going to be the next episode. And then following right behind that will be our latest installment of the NBA series. And if you haven't heard the one that we just dropped recently with Alan C. Paul, please make sure you go back and do that. And also be on the lookout in a couple of weeks, because we were blessed to be on his podcast and record with him. So once that episode on the God and Gigs podcast is released, we will make sure that our Uncompromising family has a chance to know about it, hear about it, and also view it as well, because there will be video content to go along with that. Again, to all of our Uncompromising entrepreneurs, thank you so much for listening. Thank you for watching. Please show us some love, comment, like, share. We certainly appreciate that. If you want to reach out to us, again, you can do that by going to uncompromisingcoaches.com. If you'd like to set up a consultation with us at no charge, you can do that. You can also send us an email at info@uncompromisingcoaches.com. If you have a question, maybe it's a question that you'd like us to talk about on the next podcast episode, please do so. We'd love to, again, to get your questions and be able to talk about it and give you a shout out along the way. Definitely find us on all social media platforms. If you have not done so, join us on Facebook in the Uncompromising Entrepreneurs Group. That's entrepreneurs plural, where we have a group of men in there, entrepreneurs, business runners, individuals that are very like-minded, have some similar passions, as we continue to go in there, go live, have engagements and conversations within that platform. And again, of course, you can find us on LinkedIn, Instagram, TikTok, all that kind of good stuff. But go to uncompromisingcoaches.com. You'll be able to get funneled to all of those different areas by simply going to our website. And then again, be on the lookout for the app, the Purpose to Profits app, which we'll be able to have on Android and Apple devices, and be able to learn more and have some inside behind the scenes of your boys as we continue to produce what is the hotness, also known as the Uncompromising Entrepreneur Podcast. For sure. So again, thank you so much, family, for sticking with us and being. We hope that these three tools that we just broke down for you, gave you maybe a different way to view them and some different ideas on how you can utilize these tools. If you've heard of them before, but maybe haven't used them to the fullest extent. So take advantage, have fun, enjoy. And as always, God bless y'all. And please
stay encouraged.
You have just listened to the Uncompromising Entrepreneur Podcast, hosted by Jimmy Gonzalez and Devon Watts. Thank you, and we hope that you pursue your passion, create profits, and build a legacy. Until next time, y'all.